We're going to talk about songs you didn't know were dirty until you were older. Let's go to you, Alan. What song did you didn't know was dirty until you got older? Go ahead, Alan.
Love in an Elevator by Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to Google the lyrics. What's the dirty part you didn't know?
I guess that's Sexy Time.
Living it up while I'm going down.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Wow. That's some special love then.
Okay. I guess instead of love in the elevator, they're doing the other thing in the elevator. They're not just saying, I love you.
Mm-mm. No, that's
like
right.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Good one, Alan. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jillian. Jillian, what song is dirty? You didn't realize it when you were younger.
It's Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls.
Yes.
Okay.
That is too?
Yeah.
It's just loosening up.
I would be sitting in my car seat. Like, I was like 8, and my mom would play it, and I'd be like singing it word for word, having exactly no idea what I was singing. And now I'm mortified.
So you were in a car seat when you were 8? That's what I heard.
In a booster, maybe?
Oh, the booster seat.
Yeah, booster seat. You guys know what I mean.
I was little.
I was small is what I'm saying. No, I got you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Like an idiot when I was presenting at Career Day at Eli School, Katie.
Uh-huh.
They were talking about different things you do. And like I said, yeah, when you're the new person, they'd have me, and I said the first stunt I can remember doing was they had me dress up like one of the Pussycat Dolls. And as soon as I said Pussycat Dolls, everyone's like, ooh, because the word.
Well,
like,
of course.
I looked at the teacher and said, I'll own that one. I shouldn't even brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
The things we do. Yeah, and the lyrics, I want to spring this on ya.
Mm-hmm.
Back up all the things I told ya.
Ooh, talking about trash.
Told ya.
All right, let's go to Christy. Christy, what song you grew up listening to, you didn't know it was dirty until you got older? Christy, go ahead. All right, we'll come back to Christy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Like a Prayer by Madonna.
Like a Prayer by Madonna. Okay.
Is that dirty?
Yeah.
I thought that was a religious song.
I did too.
I think it's set in a...
Take you there.
Yeah. It's very dirty. And it's in a church. And
how
she has
dare she do that?
The rosary. Yeah.
She's naughty.
She grew up Catholic.
Yeah.
I thought that was like basically she was praying to God for her life to be better.
That's the idea. So she gets away with it.
So it's about that thing you get on your birthday. You turn on now, Jason?
No.
Madonna all of a sudden is hot again to me.
80s Madonna,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, all 80s right. Maybe.
Okay, let's go
That's
to
interesting.
Sharon. Sharon, what song... when you were younger, you didn't realize it was dirty until you got older.
Little Red Corvette.
Oh, yeah.
By Prince. It's about a woman's vajayjay.
Oh.
Is it really?
Is that the one where he says Trojan?
Oh. Yeah, in the Trojan.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am shocked.
Uh-huh.
I always pictured he just wants to brag about his car.
I thought that was the case, too.
He's, Jason, you're so gullible.
Yeah.
In a weird way, you are innocent. In a weird way.
I don't ever realize that.
Yep. All right. Thank you. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. He said, must be dumb because you had a pocket full of horses, Trojan, some of them used.
Oh, my.
Always thought that was so gross.
It's gross.
Interesting.
Like, you put it back in your pocket.
Yeah, like, why would you do that?
I don't.
All right, let's go to Nick. Nick, tell us about the song that you didn't know was dirty until you got older.
Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
That's dirty?
Oh, come on.
You know that, Jason.
I swear in my life.
Really?
What do you think? It's like they're pouring sugar on like a diabetic or something?
It was like a bar song when you're drinking with the sugar.
Please say you didn't believe that.
I swear to God. What is it about? What's dirty?
Sticky well, listen. Sweet. From my hand to
my feet, yeah. Why is he pouring sugar on himself?
This is basically like,
seriously,
Nick, can you explain it?
I mean, you got to think. I was born in '83. It came out in '87. And just read the lyrics, Jason. It's like, I didn't realize the whole song's about just pretty much getting it on, man.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's it.
Like using sugar as, like,
I don't think it uses
like
sugar. Sugar is not the.
It's, yeah.
I don't know what to call it.
It's basically saying sugar give me your sex.
Give me that
pour
sugar.
Your sex
I
on
never
me.
Knew that.
We'll say watermelon sugar.
Yes.
You think it's about watermelons?
No, that one I found out later. At first, I did think he liked watermelon sugar, and I think Carol likes to put salt on it too.
Maybe that might burn. I don't know for sure, but maybe.
I thought it was watermelon.
Yeah.
I'm very naive with this.
You are.
Maybe you're going to start listening to some lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Brittany. Brittany, what song you didn't know was dirty until you got older?
Actually, it was when I was a younger girl. My mom used to play it in the car all the time. She had the CD on repeat, and it was Crash by Dave Matthews Band.
Oh,
into me,
my first concert ever.
Isn't so that good. More of a romantic?
It's kind of romantic.
No. Well, this is very pervy. There's a line where he says, I watch you there through the window as I stare.
That's right. It's not romantic.
And it says, lift your skirt up.
Little girl, I think.
Hike up your skirt a little more and show your world to me.
Wow. Here we go. I love Dave Matthews.
I used to be obsessed.
Me too. Well, this part doesn't have
met him once.
Did I meet Dave Matthews?
It's very awkward.
He seemed like not somebody that's kind of like...
No,
shyish?
He
no?
was great.
Oh, he was?
It's just that we went up, I remember, for a recorded interview in his hotel room. He was playing where I was from, not before. I know I'm from Rhode Island, but when I went to school in Virginia Beach, I was on the radio. We went up in an elevator, interviewed him, barely understood what he said because he has this weird speaking voice. And then we went back down, and the DJ I was with forgot the microphone. So we got back on the elevator, and he gets in the elevator. He's hi again.
Hello.
We forgot something up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very awkward.
He's from Charlottesville, out of Charlottesville.
He was born.
Weird.
So South African.
South Africa, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But grew up in Charlottesville,
Yep.
No, he's one of these monster tours, like nonstop.
Still, to this day.
Is he really?
Yeah.
One of the biggest tours every year. Money wise, and he hasn't had a hit in I don't know how long, but massive hit.
Yeah, I first started in the promotions department here, I think twice a year I got a request from Live Nation to see if we wanted to do Dave Matthews ticket giveaways.
Yeah, I mean,
it was constant for Dave Matthews.
Well, I do know that in most of his songs, there's only like one or two that were actually bona fide hits. Most of it was just like you just listened to the whole album and it became like, I think, Ants Marching. Crash and maybe Satellite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was one too. Yeah,
yeah. And Space Between, I think, was a moderate hit, but that was a little bit later.
And I was gonna say that was one of his later ones.
Yeah,
I have a whole book, two of them actually, where I thought I'm gonna marry this man.
Yeah,
like that's how delusional I was.
Did
about
you like
it.
The way he danced?
Yeah, I liked all.
You
of
know
it.
What I liked about it is he does like a little shuffle and the crowd goes nuts.
Insane.
And that's all he does, a little shuffle.
And if you just did it if on the dance floor at your local club, you're like, loser. But he can sing and he can write and he can play every musical instrument and he's hot.
Yeah, the first time I ever smelled weed, I don't think I knew what it was. I was 18, Greensboro Coliseum.
Uh-huh.
It was, I think, my very first concert with my friend Mike Lionberry that you've met. And we saw Dave Matthews. I'm like, why does that smell like a skunk in here? And I was very naive. You know, I was about to go on my mission. I'm like, oh, it stinks so bad. And he's like, people are smoking weed. I'm like, oh. And then the first concert I went to when I got back from my mission was Dave Matthews at the Delta Center in Utah with this woman who was a missionary when I was there. And I was like, yeah. But then the last Dave Matthews I went to, I didn't like it as much. He had like too much new stuff. I didn't know it. Oh. So I was like,
I think that was the beginning of my love for jam bands.
Yeah.
I think.
Widespread Panic?
Mm-hmm. 15, 16 years old, yeah.